Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Mo is very careful and very calculated when it comes to dating. I think that the way you date is really great, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think you go out with just anybody.
I wish my family would take this approach.
You know, I think a lot of people take a look at it like quantity. It's just quantity, 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 and at some point or another, we're going to line up. I think that you date intentionally. So when you come to the table and you're like, hey, you guys, I am really excited about what? Maybe something like exclusive? It's a big deal.
That's true. That's fair. I have always dated like that to where I guess I just don't want to waste time, for lack of a better way to put it. I do want to date with a purpose, especially at this, like, where I'm at in my life right now. And so I guess I'm somewhat at a crossroads because I've been single, I guess, for about 2 years now and some change. And to be honest, it's been great. Like, I don't take being single like I think a lot of the people around me do, to where it's like they almost feel like, oh, I hate this. I want to find my person. And I've never been that person. Like, I remember talking to this older guy once, and I think he kind of, like, ruined my mindset a little bit because he was married, and he was hanging out with his wife, and we just kind of started talking. And I told him, like, I'm going to be honest, where I'm at right now and my experiences and what I've seen, I'm kind of questioning the value of marriage for a guy. And I told him this. And he was like, you know, I was thinking he was going to give me, like, some really great answer.
Can I add one thing there?
Uh-huh.
Is it you don't see the value in marriage, not for men, but for successful men? Isn't that what you said during
way.
The podcast?
Yeah. I do think it's less of a value if you are a successful man,
if
for sure.
If she's not as successful as the man.
But I don't think that matters.
Okay.
But just the value, period, in, like, in trying to understand, because it's kind of a long conversation, but in what I hear men speak to about being married, it doesn't give me a lot of hope for getting married. is basically the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I asked him, he said, "Well, that's it's a good thing that you're searching for that before you just do it." Whereas he's like, "To be honest, most of the men in my generation, we just did it, and it's a great thing that you're searching for it." But he's like, "You're probably gonna search for that for the rest of your life." So that's what he told me. You should stop. And I said, "Well, you've been married how long?" He said, "Over 40 years." And I said, "Do you regret it?" He said, "Absolutely not. I love it. I love being married. I love my wife. But if I'm being honest with you, my single years were the best years of my life. Like, looking back on it, it's not a knock at her, but enjoy your single years," is what he was telling me. And then he walked away. And I was watching him walk away like, but I had more. Like, now I have more questions.
You have all the answers.
Right.
Where are you going?
Come back. And I think since then, it kind of shifted my mindset of, all right, like, let me enjoy this. Like, yeah, like, I have the rest of my life to be with someone and to be married or to be together or whatever it's going to be. Let me enjoy this. And it seems like as soon as I got to this place of being comfortable enjoying what comes with being single, I went on a date, of which I thought would be like, okay, we'll just date. It'll be casual. You know, no big deal. And before I knew it, like, a year had gone by to where we just have been casually dating. But
how do you date casually for a year?
Because we live in two different states.
Okay.
So that's kind of, I guess, been, I think it's actually helped me in a sense, because if she were here, we might have dated too often, too quickly. And I don't know what it is about my attention span, but that just doesn't seem to go well for me if I see you a little too often, too fast.
In a year, how often did you guys actually hang out with it? Not online, in person.
It probably started off like maybe once a month, then twice a month. And then before I knew it, it was like I would see her like almost once a week where she'd come over for a day, even if it was a day or two or if it was like three.
She'd fly into town.
Yeah.
Hang out and then fly back.
And which honestly, I wasn't thinking much of that because she can do that with her work. But then I was talking to like some of my friends that are women, and they were like, hey, that's a big deal, bro.
Yeah.
Like a woman not going to just be getting on a flight to come see you this often unless she's like really serious about you. So at that point, I asked her because I didn't want us to like have this hanging over my head of like, are you that serious about me? And I didn't expect her to be that honest. So I was like, is that true? Like, is that a thing? She's like, yes. Like, I'm not getting on these flights for nothing. Like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, oh, so we like dating. And then she's like, yes. And at that point, normally that would have scared me.
I was going to say, did that freak you out when you came to that realization that's where she was in the relationship?
No. And that was the part that was different. Like, normally I feel like that would have been like, all right, whoa, let me push back. But I didn't want to. I was okay with it.
Would you fly that often to another city to see a woman if you weren't really interested in her?
No.
Yeah, so why?
Why did that realization not come to you that she was doing that for you?
No, that role reversal thing, man. Yeah, right? No, I didn't. I guess because it's convenient for her lifestyle to where it didn't feel like she had to push a lot to decide to do it because she can just do it. I wasn't looking at it like
she was going out of her way.
Right, right. And she is. And at that point, when I realized that, okay, this is starting to be more serious than I'm accustomed to, than I have been in the last few years, it came down to, well, why would I push back? Because that was my initial thought of like, man, I've been so happy single. I've been so happy with this quote unquote freedom, for lack of a better term, to not have this. I already got a lot on my plate. And, you know, I don't know how to halfway do a relationship. If I'm in it, I'm in it. I'm giving you all I got. So it was a question of like, can I even like handle this? Can I even put this on my plate and give her what I feel like she deserves as far as time and attention and all these things? And if it probably was the first time, maybe ever, honestly, where I weighed it out and I was like, yeah, like, why not? I can do this. Like, she's worth it. She feels worth it. And if nothing has shown me different, then why would I run? So I think at that point I was sitting there with myself like, did I just say I'm in a relationship? Or what just happened? And she's like, she's so cool about it in that I know where you are in life. I'm not putting any pressure on you. I love where we are. I love what we have. Let's keep going and figure it out. And I'm like listening to her like, wait, what? Like, I'm so used to women by like the second date. So kids, marriage, what we doing? And for her, it's more like, listen, we both in a situation where we got a lot going on. If it's working like this, let's just let it work. And whatever it develops into, it will. But just know that when you like moving around and going about your circles, like, you my man, don't play with me like that. But I ain't putting no pressure on you. And I respected that so much to the point where the fact that she was so cool about it and confident about it made me feel like, all right, like, then I'm going to give you that. Like, I'm going to give you the respect to know that we're dating exclusively.
I think as a general rule, and correct me if I'm wrong, because, you know, you and I can speak for all men. Most men I know aren't afraid of commitment. What they are afraid of is feeling like they don't have freedom within that commitment.
100%.
Does that make any sense? So here you are. She's not pressuring you. She's telling you you're in a committed relationship right now, right? Mm-hmm. But she's so easy breezy about it, and she's not pressuring you to change anything. She's not taking any perceived freedom away from you whatsoever.
It's exactly that, which I've never felt before. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, even down to when I had dinner with her and my grandmother, and my grandmother brought up like, so when are y'all going to Brazil? And then she looked at my grandmother like, oh, no, it's not us. He's going to Brazil. And the look on my grandmother's face of like, you're letting him do that? Like, she was so puzzled by this. And most of the guys I know that are in relationships couldn't go.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, like, I don't care. Go have fun. She has this aura about her that's like, he's coming home to me.
You've always said confidence is sexy.
Oh, it's the sexiest thing in the world to me.
Yeah.
And she exudes
that.
It
seems like she's very secure and very confident. And it's nice to have somebody that is not only that trustworthy, that you can trust, but you also feel they trust you.
100%. So I'm in a good space with this right now. For the first time in a long time, I'm not running from whatever this feeling is that I have in dating this woman.
Beautiful, cool. Man.
How you gonna screw it up?
Day by day, I'm working on it. Give it a week.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
The Bird Show.